Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
In 1996, a security guard in Atlanta rescued bystanders from a terrorist bombing. But shortly thereafter, his life took a much darker turn. 89-year-old director Clint Eastwood dramatizes the entire amazing story in Richard Jewell.
Richard, you're a national hero now.
Thank you, sir. But I was just doing my job.
Jewell fits the profile of the lone bomber.
A frustrated white man who is a police wannabe who seeks to become a hero.
And no, the hero status didn't last, and Jewell's attorney, played by the outstanding Sam Rockwell, has to fight accusations that Jewell planted the bomb himself.
You're a suspect.
You don't talk.
His accusers are two of the most powerful forces in the world. The United States government and the media.
You always look at the guy who found the bomb just like you always look at the guy who found the body.
Stop trying to be their best friend.
I was raised to respect authority.
Authority's looking to eat you alive.
Paul Walter Hauser is utterly convincing as Richard Jewell, while Olivia Wilde does an outstanding job as a ruthless reporter who'll do anything to get sensational headline stories. And in fact, some of the most bitter criticism about this film involves the one-sided characterization of that reporter, the late Kathy Scruggs. With the knowledge that the film is a dramatization, not a documentary, Richard Jewell is spellbinding, touching, suspenseful, and a masterful dramatization of cinematic storytelling by one of Hollywood's greatest directors ever, particularly regarding John Hamm's role as an FBI boss who'll bend the rules to put even a potentially innocent man in jail. There's obviously an extra touch of contemporary relevance. The film is rated R for some horrifying scenes of violence and injury, along with a generous sprinkling of harsh language. 3.5 stars for the memorable and moving Richard Jewell.